light and make sure our light don't go out. If we ever realize how important it really is that our light don't go out. I understand there's a trouble going on in America. I understand that. But I told you last night, God's more interested in what's going on down at His house. And it seems like though there's still a small remnant that knows what old time religion is.
Yes.
There's still a small remnant knows what real move of touch in the Holy Ghost of God is. And I don't know about you, I want to make sure I maintain what's been handed down to me.
Yes.
And I didn't build the fire where I'm at. It was built when I got there. But see, I don't think it's a badge of honor to take a church that come in at 100 and go down to 45 or 25 and then say they can't take old time preaching. I don't count that a badge of honor. But I like to have one that God has done started a fire. And God says, Lord, I tell the Lord, Lord, help me maintain that's been given to me. And one day I'll walk off the scene. Boy, when I do, I want to be able to hand it down to somebody. And they'll say the same thing. I walked in a good place. And tonight, but I'm interested tonight in this same thought. 1 Samuel chapter number 3, I'll begin reading there. Then I'm going to, just a few minutes, I'll be going to another place. So, 1 Samuel chapter number 3. And the child Samuel ministered unto the Lord before Eli. And the word of the Lord was precious in those days. There was no open vision. And it came to pass that at that time when Eli was laid down in his place and his eyes began to wax dim that he could not see, the lamp of God went out in the temple of the Lord where the ark of God was, and Samuel was laid down to sleep. Father, I thank You for this time together. Thank You, Lord, for this privilege, God, Lord, and this honor, Lord. Thank You for traveling grace and mercy, Lord. I ask You, would You help us tonight? God, Lord, I beg You, Lord, would You touch us tonight, Lord, and give us that we need from the Lord. God, Lord, I beg You tonight, Lord, would You give us that only You're able, Lord, to give us, dear Lord, in this hour, Lord. Lord, God, Lord, I beg You, Lord, to let me preach with that unction fire. But, Lord, God, Lord, let me preach, Lord, with that Holy Ghost fire. Lord God, Lord, let me preach it with the right attitude, dear Lord God. Have You willing way in us tonight, Lord. Lead us and guide us and direct us. We'll love and honor and praise that You do in Your blessed, holy and humbly name. We do humbly pray. Amen and amen. Last night we looked on air, the lamp of the Lord went out. And I really didn't come to tell you the lamp went out. I come to encourage you, make sure it don't. And that was my main thing, just encouraging you here at this church and you that's visiting. Make sure our light don't go out. How do we make sure the light of the church don't go out? Make sure your personal light don't go out. And I come to encourage you, and I made the statement. We looked at the devil's desires, and we looked at the command. He said that light is to burn continually. And then we looked at the devil's desire, how he desires to put out the light. Devil's not working overtime trying to put out the White House. Don't think that. Devil's arrows ain't pointed toward the White House. The White House arrows are pointed toward the church. And the devil's doing everything he can do to shut the church down. But not every church that has a steeple don't have a light. So he ain't really worried about them don't have a light. But those that have a light and knows what old time Holy Ghost is and still understand what salvation must be like and still understand that, still carry a King James Bible, but you can carry a King James Bible and still not have a light. But I'm interested, and we looked at where that light went out at. It went out in the tabernacle, not in the congregation, but where the ark of the Lord was. That's in that holy, holy the place. That's where the voice of God was heard. If that light goes out, we're in a mess. And then we looked at the light that is not only went out there, we also looked at the light went out also where the presence of God was felt. And if that light ever goes out, we're in a mess. I had a lot to, in my younger days, I reckon you'd say, I got to come under a man by the name of Wade Huntley. and put my feet under him and learned from him and helped me, coached me along the way. And I'll never forget what he said. I was in his church with him and there in Holly Springs, and he made this statement. He said, "Tonight, I don't know what your problem is. I don't know how sick you are. I don't know how broken you come." He said, "But tonight you've entered a big," boy, he hung out that word big, awfully big, "a big old hospital." Boy, and I thought, boy, what a good way to look at the house of the Lord. It's a big old hospital. And we all know what it's like, thank God, to come into this big old hospital and get help from the Lord. But the presence of God, light goes out, guess what? It's a big old empty hospital. Why? Because it's the light and the presence of God that's so needful. But tonight, I want to look at the reason it went out, and I'm going to give you two. I'm going to give you two. One, I'm going to preach one to you. And I thought I'd separate these and preach one tonight night and one tomorrow night, but I don't seem what the Lord has on my heart. First thing, the reason this light, one light went out, if you notice, Eli's eyes grow dim. And they grow dim just more than just begin to couldn't see. They begin to grow dim to the ungodliness that was going on in the temple. Ungodliness began to move in the temple, and he knew it, but he turned his eyes from it. I'm afraid we turned our eyes to the ungodliness that goes on in the temple. I still believe the church ought to be a holy place. And I still believe we ought to honor and reverence and come holy before the throne of God. And the church, he let his eyes go dim. Listen, to the little things. But the little things that he let his eyes grow dim turned into big things. If you'll look, first of all, you'll find out he let his eyes grow dim to his sons in robbery. I just call it robbery. It's what they were doing. And wasn't abiding by law, and they was in robbery, taken away. Eli went to him and heard what was doing and said, "Hey, boy, stop it." And that's easy to say it, but instead of saying, "Hey, boys," I'd say, "Stop it," and I mean stop it. And by the way, there ain't nothing more than the preacher saying stop it, and I mean stop it.
Amen.
Amen. Whatever happened, just saying, "Hey, put my foot down," that ain't happening here.
Amen.
Amen. And but he didn't stop it. He told him it was bad, but he didn't stop it. And robbery ended up to fornication.
Right
on the doorsteps of the tabernacle. Now ungodliness is going on. I'm afraid we let the little foxes move in and smiled on them little foxes. Now we got major problems in our Baptist churches and wondering why in the world. One man said the other day, he fixing to pastor a church with 370-some people there Sunday. And he said, "Brother Price, what do you think?" I said, "I ain't going to tell you a thing." He said, "But I got these major problems there." He said, "That wasn't major problem 5 years ago, but little things become big, and now it's hard to get out." He said, "And now to get this problem out that's got to go out, if I pastor," he said, "I'll probably have to, it may split the church." He said, "But do you know how much easier it would have been for a preacher to say, 'Hey, we're not going to do that little thing.'"
Right.
Can I tell you something? There's some things that ain't wrong, but it don't belong to the church.
Right.
Amen. There's some things not wrong, but it don't belong to the church. And when the world comes into the church,
yes,
and now we're in a day you can't tell Walmart from church anymore.
Right.
And we wonder where our life's going to.
Yeah.
Wonder why don't they have any confidence in that crowd down yonder anymore. You say, "Preacher, who's to keep the ungodliness out of church, out of the building?" Thank God that's you, preacher. Thank God that you got a man of God that'll stand here in this pulpit and so far his shoulders back and look at the world and say, "I'm not interested in a number. I'm interested in God being in this place." And she'll stay clean regardless of whose name it is. More now about who's paying church tithes and who ain't. What your man's life's name is. But I didn't come to say preach that tonight. I'll leave that up to you, preacher. But that is the reason our lights, the light of our church has went out. But I'm interested tonight in another reason it went out. And it went out, how many knows, light always goes out when there's a shortage of oil. There was a shortage of oil. Oh, begin to turn your Bibles to Exodus chapter number 27, if you would please. Exodus chapter number 27. I'm going to read you a passage of Scripture to explain to you why this light went out. Won't you listen to me while you find your places? It's amazing if the church can grow, we brag on the choir. If the church grows and everything good, if we got good deacons. Sure, she goes down here, it's the preacher's fault.
Yeah.
Right. Amen, that's where we are. Right. Sure, she drops off the hill, it's always the preacher's fault. We need another preacher.
Yeah.
And sure, the light goes out, it's the preacher's fault. But don't tell us something tonight. And I didn't come to fuss, I didn't. But don't tell us something. We put a whole lot on the preacher. And put a whole lot on. I understand. Here's what I believe. I believe the spirituality of the church belongs to the authority of God's man.
Yep.
Amen. That's the authority of God's man. But I'm telling you something. He's not responsible just for all the light keeping at the house of the Lord.
Right, right.
But we put it all on Him and wonder why He's going crazy.
Yes, sir.
And if we have a good service, He prayed hard enough. And if we don't have a good service, it's His fault. He didn't come prepared.
Yep.
And if everything's up, thank God, then we must be doing something right. But sure, we had a dead service. You know what I preach? I don't preach when God moves. But you know why I didn't preach Sunday? It was too dead. There wasn't nothing in the house. You say, preacher, is that your fault? Thank God, listen, I went like I've always went.
Right.
And I understand there's some things you can't control.
Right.
There's some things you can't control. But we do have a responsibility. Listen, my responsibility is not to make God move. That ain't nobody's responsibility. Nobody can twist God's arm and make God move. It's not my responsibility to come to church and make God move. It's my responsibility to come and get in it if He does move. Amen. Thank God. Listen, half the time I'm sitting on the edge, just waiting to see what happens, and hunting the will of God, and trying to find this, and He don't show up nowhere. Do I go home defeated? No. Because see, here's the leadership of the Holy Ghost. Here's the freedom of the Holy Ghost. We think the freedom of the Holy Ghost is only letting God get up here. No, that ain't the freedom of the Holy Ghost. That's our freedom. The freedom of the Holy Ghost is letting God go here or letting Him go there. That's what real freedom is. And it ain't always up here. Sometimes it's down here. But even though it's up here sometimes, Lord have mercy. And it's down here. It does not do away my responsibility to come to the church. Notice what He said to him. He said that, listen, Moses fitting to command the people. And thou shalt command the children of Israel that they bring the oil. Who's to bring it? Those children of Israel. So we think Aaron's to bring all the oil. We think Aaron's to do all the oil toting. That ain't what this says. He said, command the children of Israel that they bring the pure oil, olive, beaten for the light. To cause the lamp to burn always. Listen to this, if it sounds familiar to you. In the book of Leviticus, chapter number 24, you don't have to turn. And the Lord spake unto Moses, command the children of Israel, that they bring thee pure oil, olive, beaten, for the light, to cause the lamps to burn oil continually.
Yes.
God said, hey, it's so important, Moses, that they bring oil for this light, then I'm going to put it in a command, and I'm going to say it twice.
Amen.
Now, God could just say it one time, and that'd make it very, very important. But He said, hey, here's how important this, that they bring oil, is that I'm going to tell them twice. And that then when they come to the house of the Lord, they are to bring oil with them. We got it backwards.
Yes, sir.
Now, listen. When that crowd would get out, and Daddy would get out, if he drove a car, whatever they rode on, Bible under one arm, a youngin' in one under arm, and a vase of oil in the other. Because that's His command.
Right.
Is that He has commanded if that light that's to burn continually behind the Holy of Holies, they are to bring all with them when they come.
Amen.
And so they'd get out and here they'd come. Boy, don't you wish you'd see that again nowadays. Here they'd get out and here they'd come. Bible under one arm, jumping under the other, and carrying a vase of oil with them. Because that's what God has commanded us to do. Can I tell you something tonight? In the year 2021, I believe that command still stands true today. If the light is going to continue to burn, listen for just a minute. Hey, God, preacher, we got to get the dress code right. Amen. Preacher, we got to do this right. Amen. But if the light is going to continue to burn, we must bring all with us when we come. Now listen, we're in a day that we go to church to get all. And that's what we're all about. Just go get all, go get all, go get all. But hey, what's it says? He said, you bring it with you when you come. Amen. Thank be unto God. Thank God. I'm glad I've seen some people come to the house of God and bring all with them when they come. They bring coming in there. They didn't come to be seen. They didn't come to see nobody. They come to worship. And they got a pot of oil with them when they walk in the door. She may not have no money. And she might have been to the hospital half of the week. But she got all with her when she comes down the house of the Lord. Give me that crowd again. Amen. He said, here's what I want you to do. Oh, tell them you tell that crowd. This light's going to burn. Now listen for a minute. Let me explain y'all something. If this light's going to burn, they've got to bring oil. And if they don't bring oil, it's going to go out. And it ain't going to just be Aaron's fault. And it ain't just going to be Eli's fault. It's going to be all of y'all's fault. Uh-oh. We don't like that. We wanted to point the finger at the preacher and say, it's all you, it's all you, it's all you. But I'm tell you something. Thank God, listen. Thank God, I understand that he's to bring all too. Amen. And I understand the truth. If you got a fireman in the pulpit, there won't be polar bears in the pew. I understand that truth too. But I'm tell you something. Thank God, listen. It's a whole lot easier to preach in a congregation when they passed up with oil up under them. It's a whole lot easier for a preacher. Thank God, that you keep it on and not get so discouraged when the deacons bring all of them, when God's people bring all of them, when they come down to the house of the Lord. You know what? We have tied this place to all so much. Thank God this is the only place we worship God. It's the only place we have anything to do with God. It's tied before four walls. That's why we got to church them to death. I'm going to tell you something. What goes on here is really a reflection of what's going on out yonder. So if there ain't nothing going on out yonder, there ain't going to be a whole lot going on in here. Amen. God, just stop this. Forget I'm outlining in it. I mean, remember Jim Old Saints of God saying, standing up to the church and saying, I had a breaking beans this morning out on the back porch. And I got to looking around how good God been to me. And all of a sudden she started pouring. What she done? She brought oil. Amen. Let me tell you what one done the other day at my church. A preacher, I was listening to that radio. And that radio got to singing. They were just inside the gate. He said, and I got to thinking not only what's inside the gate, he said, I got to thinking. I'm doing what he's doing. I got to thinking what I'll leave outside the gate. I ain't going to need to what he do. I said, John, thank you for bringing all. Amen. Thank you for bringing all. Miss Jim Dale stepped back up to her feet and said 6 months ago, I couldn't say this, but tonight, I'm glad I'm born again. You know what was it? I guess she brought all with her. Wait to come. It ain't all that coming to the house of God to get all. It's about bringing it with you when you get here. No wonder we got to have 500 verses just as I am. No wonder we got to pump and prime, pump out yonder and come loose in the house of the Lord. Amen. 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 He said, here's what I'm going to do, boys. Tell them, when they come down to the house of the Lord, bring oil with them when they come. I'm going to tell you how to have revival. Quit listening to me. And bring all with you. Oh, Lord. Well, he said, that's what y'all do. You bring all with you when you come. Notice what he said. He said, I want a Pacific chapel. I just don't want any oil. And God just ain't going to take anything. He said, I want a Pacific chapel. He said, I want pure oil. And God still delights in purity and holy things. Say with me, miss. From above down here. He said, I see what I want you to do. He said, when you come down the house of the Lord, you command that crowd that when they come in there, they don't just bring any oil, but they bring pure oil with them when they come. He says, tell them to bring that pure oil. I don't know how it is up here. I'm pretty sure I know. But down my way, there's a help warning sign on every store. And I don't know why that man can't get off that corner street with that sign holding up. He'll work for food yet.
Yeah.
There's a man on every corner. There's a sign in every store. I went to the feed store the other day, and here's what it said. I said, Jimmy, you got any? He said, Steve, put your pressure up, load yourself. I said, you ain't got no help in here yet. He said, nope. I said, I'm going to send you somebody up here to work for you. I said, but they may not work out. Here with his words, we'll take anything right now.
Yeah.
We got to have it. Well, let me tell you something, okay? God ain't so desperate.
That's right.
Even though they're the small remnant nowadays. And ain't a whole lot of God. Amen. He ain't got desperate yet just to take any old thing.
Right.
He still demands pure oil.
Yes,
so we think God's got so desperate now, he'll just take any old thing that we can get. Just gather it up. Take it with us when we go. And God's so desperate now, because there ain't no God much anymore. He'll take any old thing now. But that ain't the God I serve.
No, sir.
God'd rather not be represented than to be misrepresented.
Right.
He says, oh, you tell them I want pure oil. Let me ask you a question. What is impure oil? I just seen this week. What is impure oil? Here's what he's saying. When you go to get an oil out of them olives, listen, to get that pure oil is a two-step deal. Because the first oil that comes out of olives is mixed with water. It's about 40% oil and 60% water. He said, you tell them I don't want oil and water mixed. Boy, we're trying to offer God, God and the world together.
Right.
And wonder why God's not taking it. Wonder why God ain't a moving. Wonder why God still don't need a rock and roll beat hooked on Amazing Grace to have anything going on. God still don't need the world's ways. Amen. He still don't have to have the world's ways to get his job accomplished. He still, listen, he does not have to bend low enough to accept any old thing. But preacher, if we don't do something, sinners are going to go to hell. God will not step out of holiness.
Amen.
He cannot step out of the realm of holiness.
Right.
See, we want God to step into our world. He says, no, you tell them I want pure olive oil. I just don't want any oil. Just don't want watered down oil. I want that oil that's been drained. Now, there's two ways to get oil. I'm going somewhere. There's two ways to get oil. The first way is, if you look up that word progress, that pure, you'll find the process of this oil. You'll find out how them people had to get that oil. They say these people had to get oil through the week, take with them on Sunday. Boy, I wish I could drive that home. Monday ain't important, preacher. Monday's very important. Tuesday's not important, preacher. Tuesday's very important. Sundays are coming. And we've got to have oil. How many have been caught on Sunday morning with that oil?
Yes, sir.
How many has been like this? Take them olives and run down to the crashers and crash it on Saturday morning real fast and take it. That's that quick way of getting it. So you could take them down there and put them olives on them stones and crush it. Hurry, honey, hurry. I'm going to pray. I ain't prayed all week long, but I'm going to pray. I'll feel guilty if I don't go down to the basement and pray and grind that oil up and get it in that vat. I got oil, but truth is, he's going to reject it. Why? Because it's not the olive oil that he's looking for. Oh, Lord. Can I tell us something tonight? Let me go back to my church, okay? I love y'all, but I got the best church there are in the state of North Carolina and Tennessee and Georgia and everywhere else. Is it perfect? No. But can I tell y'all the truth of my congregation? I got about 7 oil toters. The rest of them just stand by and look. I'm being honest. I've been pumping and pumping and pumping, Brother Logan, for that young generation like that right there. Trying my best to encourage him to bring oil. Why? Because this generation is sliding out of here. Because this generation one day is going to slide out of here. And if this young generation don't know, oh Lord, don't know how to bring oil to the house of the Lord, thank God we'll sit here and live on leftovers and know God in the house. He said, hey, one way to get it is run down under and grind it up real fast. Throw it in the bag, throw it in the vessel, and go down to the house of the Lord. That's where most of us live.
That's right.
Run to the basement, run down to the woodshed, talk to God a few minutes. Thank God and go in the church like God owes us something. But that's the only time we talk to Him all week long. But you know what He said? I don't want that kind of oil. I don't want the oil they get real quick. So we think God's going to accept it. He said, I don't want that oil that they get real quick. I want that slow process. I want that time that's going to take more time. But we don't have time no more.
You're right.
We got to pump 4 nights, 5 nights in into a meeting. Go to church. Hurry up. No more time anymore. Now, but God said no. If you're going to bring oil when you come, it's going to take time. Because here's what I want you to do. I want you to take that oil. Them olives, they were red, by the way. Take them olives and I want you to bruise them. Beat them. Not grind them, beat them. And bruise them. Don't you let that oil go to dripping. And she's going to drip. Now listen to me. And in that vat that you got, that's what you'll take Sunday. You know what God didn't tell us? I just seen this. You know what God didn't say in that scripture? I ain't read my scripture, but I've done a lot of studying through it. I never read where He told us the amount to bring.
Right.
We've got hung up on the amount.
Yes.
Can I say pure goes a long way?
Amen.
We've got so hung up on the amount, we'd rather run down the basement and grind a whole bunch up at one time. It ain't about how much we bring. It's about the type you're bringing. Oh, Lord.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to preach that again. Why? Because we're so busy about trying to get how much we can bring, how high we can get it.
Yeah.
I like it high, too. But I'm more interested in pure than I am the amount of it.
Yes, sir.
They'd take that oil and it would go to dripping. Tuesday, they'd go over there. I'm just giving you a number, a name, day. They'd press it down. And as they was pressing, over time, water and oil was going to separate. They'd separate it. Put their oil over here. This is for Sunday.
Yeah.
Go back Thursday. Check on their oil. Watch it drip. Spend some time around that oil. Let it drip. Press it down. Pour the water off. Take it over there, pour it in the vat. Saturday evening. Boy, I remember these days. Church time tomorrow. See, my daddy taught me that Saturday's just as important to church as Sunday is. You know, I got an uncle tonight, loves racing. And they got a big racetrack down behind my house. I can hear it. And he loves it. He'll sit out on his porch and listen to it. I said, Uncle Ricky, why don't you go down there? He said, because it's about 1 o'clock when they get out, Brother Steve. He said, if I go down there and stay down there at 1 o'clock, I ain't no good come Sunday. He said, so I think I'll leave that alone. Because that Saturday evening is very, very important to me.
Yeah,
by the way, he's one of my old toters.
Yeah.
Saturday evening roll around. They go over there and they gather it up again. Mama, that's all I got. But it's pure. I know they're going to laugh at me. Oh, Lord. I know they're going to laugh at me because I ain't got as much as the rest of them got. But I'll accept it. I'll take what you got. How many of you ever come and feel like you didn't have much? He said, give it to me. Give it to me. Mama, I know I ain't got much. And it ain't much, nowhere near as much as the rest of them got. But that's all I got. I'll be on that tomorrow night. That's all I got. All of a sudden, they get ready, and they go down to the church. Now, let me stop and say this right before I go to this other thing. You know what they done with it? I just read Custom Bananas. When they got that pot of oil, and everybody's oil come in together, they didn't put their names on their pots and set them around in the church. Like we won't. They poured it all together. All the oil come together in one big old vat. And they took their empty vat back home. What are they going to take it back home for? To earn for next week.
Amen.
And that light's a burning over yonder, and nobody can say it's because of me.
That's right.
Nobody can say, I'm the one that caught that light burning.
Yeah.
You know what they have to say? Hey, I didn't have much, but it's mixed in with everybody else's.
Yeah.
I didn't have a whole lot when I come, but you put a little here and a little there, yeah. And all of a sudden she strikes off, yeah. And that light's a burning. Hey, amen. Yeah. Next Sunday morning rolls around, thank God, there and every Eli comes out of the Holy of Holies, and I've heard from the Lord, and everything's going to be all right. Amen. What's happened? They brought all to the house of the Lord. Amen. How many of you ever gathered in the house of the Lord and heard God's man step up here? And then you know he'd been with God. And he goes open this Bible up and he preaches. And the Lord of God sets me in the house of the Lord. You can't say, look what I've done. Thank God, but God goes to moving. We hear the presence of Joseph coming back. The voice is heard. Sinners are walking the aisle. Thank God, amen. Sinners are getting born again without being begged. Amen. Sinners are getting saved. Amen. And saints are rejoicing in the Lord. Why? Because we carried a little bit of oil with us when we went. And now that light's a burning. I'm preaching in ground I ain't never been. Susie looks over at Jimmy. He says, honey, you remember this morning when you come in the house, you told me you didn't have no oil. Yeah. Looked like a whole lot to me.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I left there, honey. I'm going to be honest with you. When I went in that church, I went in that building, that tabernacle, I only had a little bit of oil. I was so discouraged with a little bit I had. But it was pure. Lord, we need to understand it. But I got it the way He told me to get it. I started on Monday getting it. I didn't leave it alone on Tuesday. I hugged around it on Tuesday. I hugged around it on Wednesday. And I didn't have a whole lot when I went. But what little bit I had, well, He used it, didn't He? I mean, has ever been there?
Yes, sir.
Now let's look where they done this at. Where was this all done at? It was done at the threshing floor. Often done in two places. I'll give them to you. This often was done on the threshing floor. What is that threshing floor type of? It's a type of beaten, broken. It's a type of hardship and a type of harvest. Anybody know another place like that? I know another place. That the beating brought a harvest.
Yes, sir.
I believe that's called Calvary.
Yes, sir.
You know where they've hung out all week? They've hung out around Calvary all week long. They've been over yonder hanging around Calvary all week long.
Yes, sir.
Now they're going to church and they've been hanging around Calvary all week long. And they got oil. Our problem is we hang too close to the world.
Amen.
And not too close to Calvary. Listen, the hanging around Calvary. Whew. Daddy's coming over the road, a little bit old in his vessel, but he's been hanging around Calvary. I'm going to tell you something, okay? You go to hanging around Calvary. I'm glad I've been to Calvary one time.
Amen.
But I'm glad I went back again.
Yes.
And again. And again. And every now and then I'd go back again.
Yes.
Every now and then I'd open that Bible up and go back to Calvary.
Yes.
Every now and then I'd find out what He done for me. Every now and again, I like to hear Him say, "Well done." Every now and then I hear Him say, "Well, into thy hands I commend my spirit." I like to hear Him say, "It is finished." I like to read about that. And you say, "Why?" It does something to my heart. It goes to softening up my heart. And now, guess what I'm ready to do? I go when I go to church, and that choir goes to singing, "How great thou art." My heart done got soft for that. Hey, I've been hanging around that all week long. Amen. I've been humming that all week. I've been hanging around the bloody Calvary all week long. They go to singing, "Nothing but the blood what will wash away my sins. Nothing but the blood." I get to go to getting happy. Well, I've been hanging around it all week long. Amen. I'm happy to be at the house of the Lord. And I go to pouring. Now I've got to been hanging around Calvary. It's also done in the wine press. If you look, a lot of times, I just seen this week. Not a lot of depth of study in it, man, with you. But I found out a lot of times in wine presses in those dark, hidden places. I'd want to call it the cellar. I mean, in the mountains, know what a cellar is. That's that dark place that nobody camps out in. But everything good, everything that comes out of the cellar is good. That's that place you got to fight the cobwebs. Knock the cobwebs down. That's the place where you kind of most of the time go alone. We've lost ourselves.
Amen.
Spiritually, we've lost ourselves. Spiritually, we've lost our altars.
Amen.
We've lost the place we get along with God.
Yes.
Oh, Lord, listen to me. We've lost the place of the altar.
Yes, sir.
And you know what the Bible says concerning that threshing floor? You know what the Bible says about that threshing floor? "They came and told David, 'The Philistines fight against thee, and they have robbed the threshing floor.'" David, the enemy's come, and they robbed our threshing floor. Now, guess what? Nobody's got old come Sunday. Because the enemy has come in and robbed the threshing floor. He knows if I can get the threshing floor, I can get the light. Preacher, if God can let ungodliness slide in here, he'll get the light. If he can get your threshing floor, he'll get the light. You say, "Why, preacher?" Because there's no light without oil. And in the Bible, the oil is a type of the Holy Ghost of God.
Amen.
I wonder tonight, have we got out of the threshing? Have we left the cellar? How long has it been since we prayed? I'm being honest. I used to ask it like this, Brother Tim. Have you prayed since Wednesday? I quit asking that. Now I just say, have you prayed any this week? Truth be known, most of us don't pray but church. And that's why we think it's all about coming to get oil. But it's a place to bring oil. The only time that Bible's read is when this dear pastor stands up and reads it. A lot of times it's left in the car. I've been in church all my life and I know what this is. A little girl walked into church the other day. She said, "Preacher, I don't know what's on my Bible." I said, "I know. Been left in the car. Sun's brought up on it." I said, "Let me ask you a question." Where it looked. I said, "Let me ask you a question. Where'd you get that Bible at this morning?" In the car. Now, she's a little kid. I understand that. A kid. But I've also seen adults coming to church with Bibles look like that.
Yes, sir.
Been left in the car. Ain't prayed all week long. Ain't talked to God.
ain't hung around Calvary. So now we got to get up Sunday morning, run down there to the basement, and grind it real quick. And then wonder, why ain't God doing anything? He said, I want pure oil. I wonder tonight. I don't know who all is members here. I know a lot of you. I know most of you. But I want us to stop a minute and realize one thing. It ain't this preacher right here job to do all the light keeping. It's not that preacher's job to do all the light keeping. It's not his job to do all the light keeping. It's not that preacher's job to do all the light keeping. But we have pinned it all on them. And if the light goes out, Brother Logan must be in sin.
Yeah.
When the congregation has quit failing to bring oil. I'm going to give you something, okay? If we're not bringing oil, everybody listen, it's going to stink you. We're living in sin. Because it comes at a command.
Right. Yes.
He said, you tell them if they're not bringing oil, they're living in sin. Why? Because that oil comes as a command. Preacher, I don't know if I want to bring it or not. I may be more on this tomorrow night. I don't know. Trying my best just to ease my way through this thing. Real sensitive to God about what I preach in this building. But I'm going to tell you something. If you would all be honest with us tonight, most of the oil toting is tied to this gray haired person, that gray hair, that gray hair, that gray hair. And this young generation is riding the coattail of them old timers.
Yes.
And here's what we say. Boy, I'm glad my church has got a light, but we're doing nothing to keep it going. If that church ever loses its light, I'll leave. But we ain't doing nothing to keep it going. We're just riding the coattail of these men. That's what I'm seeing in our day. I'm going to tell this younger generation something tonight, okay? If you're born again, stick your hand up. You're responsible for bringing oil. Whether you do or not, you're responsible for bringing oil. I'm going to tell you how to have revival. Start out yonder Monday, gathering oil for Sunday. You preacher won't make a difference. Watch it. You may not get through the first song. You say, preacher, why are we trying to have revival? We're not trying to have revival to get this building stirred. We're trying to have revival to get things, something going on out yonder.
Yes, sir.
Listen, if all we have is in four walls of a Baptist church, we ain't got nothing.
That's right.
This thing's bigger than four walls of a Baptist church.
Right.
This thing's about a walk with God out yonder.
Yes,
and a fellowship with God out yonder.
Yeah.
And a prayer altar out yonder. Why, preachers, that we can have oil with us when we come? I don't know tonight who all the members here are, but I do know one thing. That pastor right there needs somebody to carry oil.
Yes.
I know that. That pastor back yonder does. That pastor does. That pastor does. And I need somebody to carry oil. Preacher, you know what I'm trying to get that young generation to carry oil? Because when that older generation falls off, I'm going to be in a mess.
Yes, sir.
If we don't learn the truth of bringing oil with us when we come. I wonder tonight, let me ask you a question. You might have been here when this thing started, I don't know. Some of you that's been here. You wonder, what can I do? I can't be a deacon. I can't be a Sunday school teacher. Everybody can't be. I can't be a choir member. Everybody can't be. I'll tell you one thing I promise you, you can do. You can bring oil.
Amen.
Preacher, it won't make a difference. Have you ever seen how much oil can go in a long way? When only you got a light, about that be. How many members last night what I told you that light was? A little old bitty light, but magnified so greatly. If you'll keep oil in the lamp, God will magnify the light.
Amen.
So it don't take a whole lot of oil. Just give me somebody willing. My Lord, listen to me.
Yes,
preacher, a church can survive off of one oil toter.
Yes,
But if she's going to strive, we're going to need more than one.
Amen.
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 My Lord. Tonight I wonder, are you willing to say, preacher, I've been doing this thing wrong. I've been coming to church trying to find oil. But I want to learn to bring some with me when I come. That's totally different what we've been preached to all these years. A man got born again at my daddy's church and said, he looked at my daddy and said, you come to get a blessing? Here's what a man about 2 weeks into his salvation said. He said, yes sir, but I also come to be one.
Amen.
My daddy changed the way he thought things. Can I tell you something tonight? Preacher, my oil ain't much. But little is much when God is in it. That little boy didn't have a big lunch either. But it went in the hands of the Almighty. Oh, Lord. It went in the hands of God. And when it goes into His hands, it is little long as it's in your hands, but if it ever gets in His, it feeds 5,000 and thousands. I wonder tonight, is anybody interested in bringing oil? Listen. Let's get our mind off the mount. Let's get the mind off the amount of it. Let's get on the pure side of it. I'd rather have 2 drops pure than a gallon unpure.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Preacher, I ain't never been one to shout. I've never been one to testify. I've never been one to do all of that. Won't you start? And say, I come tonight to bring oil with me when I come. Listen, I'm going to tell y'all something. Here's what I believe with everything in me. There ain't no telling what could happen by Friday night if just this church members would go back to that barn again.
Yeah.
And crawl back into that cellar again.
Yeah, brother.
And say, God, I want to take something when I go to that building.
Amen.
Amen. Preacher, she's yours, preacher. Come on.
Amen.
I'm done, preacher.